Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
If you like weird and strange history as much as I do, then I have the podcast for you. I'm Jason Horton, host of Strange Year. Each episode, I break down the strange history and cultural happenings during that year, like 1977, the Wow Signal, 1963, Three Tramps Theory, 1844, the Millerite Movement, 1997, the Phoenix Lights, 1896, the Shortest War, 2004, Benjamin Kyle, 1518, the Dancing Plague, 1985, the Move Bombing, 1972, Remote Viewing. So to get your weekly weird history fix, pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Strange Year wherever you listen to podcasts.
A-I-R-I-P. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
I can make a cameo appearance in a film when we get to California.
2 weeks ago, Hitchbot set out to hitchhike across America. First starting in Boston, with hopes strangers would then take it to Times Square, Mount Rushmore, and the Grand Canyon. Hitchbot did pretty well until arriving in Philadelphia, where it got no love from someone in the city of brotherly love. After only 2 weeks in the U.S., the journey ended.
You know when people say we can't have nice things?
Yeah.
That's the case of Hitchbot, the hitchhiking robot that met its unfortunate demise on the streets of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
We can't have nice hitchhiking robots. We don't deserve them. They're too good for this world.
It was a hitchhiking robot created by David Harris Smith of McMaster University and Frauke Zeller of Ryerson University in 2013 in Canada. And according to the LA Times, it designed the robot to learn about how people interact with technology and ask the question, can robots trust human beings?
That's the question?
Spoiler alert, no.
That's the question of all the questions. Can robots trust humans?
Just describe the robot. It had like a cylindrical body. I remember this when this news thing was out there, and I know why I know about it, as we'll find out a little bit later in here. It was mainly a plastic bucket with two flexible arms, quote, legs, and quote, attached to the torso. The top section of the body was transparent, containing a screen which displayed eyes and a mouth, making the robot approximately humanoid in external appearance.
Whoa. Yeah.
So basically, it was just put in different, you know, people take garden gnome. They do that with gnomes.
They put them in different places, yeah.
It's a little like that.
Like, so
this robot,
style.
They would, yeah. You know, the robot would travel and it would kind of account for how people interact as a little bit of social experiment with social media. One of those things. It's just meant to be like, hey, let's see how people act.
Yeah, so it wasn't like it was super intelligent.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like, it's got its bachelor's and
Fine arts?
Yeah, so...
Oh, well, so. I'll go fuck myself, I guess.
So he asked, in quote, to be picked up. And he was able to carry on basic conversations, spit out facts. And it was like kind of like a traveling companion to whoever picked it up. And then it was like little assignments like, you know, drop me off at a truck stop or leave me at a park. And
then give me $8,000.
Give me your social security number. According to New York Times, that successfully went across Canada, Germany, the Netherlands.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was only in the United States for 2 weeks.
Yeah, until it was set on fire, destroyed, poisoned, and murdered.
Until they really just beat the crap out of it. They just kicked its ass in Philadelphia. And obviously that's horrible. I mean, it's like the thing, it's like, why do that? But the fact that it happened in Philly is like there's something, because my brother's the one who reminded me of this. He's been really great with like reminding me of things like this. And he's got some others that are freaking, they're doozies.
Ooh,
they'll be coming up.
Goodness.
It's nuts. So this
friends
is a little.
Friends and family are a wealth of information.
And, you know, I've done a lot of episodes involving Philadelphia, including
recently, the Philadelphia experiment.
Very fun.
You know, we've done the Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah, we've done a lot, we've done a lot of stuff.
I spent a bunch of time in Philadelphia, where my brother lives. So the fact that this ended up there doesn't surprise me. There's something slightly poetic. I love Philadelphia. You know, it has its fair share of all the problems and crime, but plenty of, it's an amazing city. It's a very, very cool city.
Yeah, I love it.
I did stand up when I was out there and people liked it. So that's how I determined it's a good, good city.
Yeah, your self-worth and the city's self-worth is if your
stand-up
your jokes about being a Jewish male go over well.
And they did. They did.
Oh,
they did.
Yeah, no, they did. I'm glad to hear it.
Little side thing. There was a dude there with his date. And he wanted to, he was going to supposed to go up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like a cool looking dude. And she's like an attractive girl. And there was like a lot of people that were, they were all fine, you know, but these were like pretty cool and pretty slick. And I guess he had tried to go in there, but he wasn't 21. And then his girlfriend, who must have been 20, bought him a drink. And with the guy, like the bouncer, whoever was like yelling at him to get out of there, he's like, can I just do 5 minutes? As if like the guy's gonna be like, all right, let me. I'll hear your 5 minutes.
Okay,
I'll see if I'll break the law.
Form of commerce.
Yeah, I was like, I'll see if I'm willing to. We're willing to lose our liquor license, or if your 5 minute set's worth hearing.
A 21-year-old, I assume, white man's 5 minute set.
Yeah, he was like 20.
Oh, 20. That's right.
So it was, you know, connected with social media. Obviously, that kind of keeps the conversation going. It took photos of its surrounding every 20 minutes, which is kind of weird, I guess. But why would you bring it to someplace weird?
Yeah.
It had brief instructions written on the back to help travelers who would guide it. It had like an American bucket list, things that I want to see. Listening to jazz in New Orleans. Being the fifth face in a photo of Mount Rushmore. Fun, interesting stuff. But
'twas not meant to be.
It was found early. It was found early on a Sunday, beaten and dismembered.
Yeah,
in Philadelphia's historic Old City neighborhood.
God.
Now, I'm going to get into how I knew about this.
Cool.
And how I think, I'm not going to call it conspiracy. I'm not going to call it hoax.
Whoa.
I think there's something rotten in Denmark. Is that the saying?
Yeah. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark, Philadelphia.
So a YouTuber.
Nice.
Jesse Wellens, who is part of a YouTube channel called Prank vs. Prank.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're nice people, like, but their job was to prank each other as like a pranking couple. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, I feel like
yeah, I've heard of that.
They were very, very popular. Yeah.
What are they doing now?
But they maybe are separated. They're separated. But when your job is to, like, if we live together and our job is to prank each other, like, wouldn't anything that happened, you'd be like, well, I'm going to know it's, I'm not going to fall for it because it's literally our job to prank each other. That takes the element out. So everything is staged. I know it. It's for entertainment, whatever. People like it.
Exactly.
But the fact that he's behind the finding of this footage of the robot.
Whoa.
Is
a little convenient.
Sus? Would that be the word?
Suspect?
Yeah. But if I use the word sus, is that correct?
No, because it's like sus out.
Oh, that's not sus? Like, oh, this is sus. How does that work?
I've never heard that.
You didn't? Maybe, where did I hear that?
Not for me.
And maybe it was my sister.
Because sus is also a verb.
No, I know, to sus things out. But no, somebody's like, oh, that's sus.
You didn't hear that from me. No. I'm too old.
Also too old, but I integrate younger.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're on the pulse of so youth.
So he found the robot and he documented, he found the robot and he posted, like, this is before it was beaten. He's like, hey, I found this cool robot. And then he's like, Hitchbach, do you need a seatbelt? And he loaded him into the car and he took him around. And he considered paying a taxi $350 to drive the robot to Washington, D.C. before leaving it on a bench, as the robot instructions suggested. It was the last known time somebody interacted with it. Somebody who makes money, keep in mind, on pranks and social experiments. It just hinges on that.
So nothing about the robot was ever affiliated with this guy. It's this experiment. I'm just confused. And then he like finds it, but he's a prank guy. That's how he makes his living.
Yeah,
And then that's where it ends. You know,
when he finds it, it's all good. He uses it for content, whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's totally fine. But then he obtains surveillance footage of somebody in a football jersey throwing the robot's arms on the ground before kicking something on the bench. The video contents couldn't be... You assume that's what it was.
Yeah.
Because he's putting it out there. So here's where it gets weird. He found this footage. And the fact that he found, there's no cameras to capture this footage. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like next to a store where they're just like always running like CCTV footage.
Yeah.
He just happened to have the footage. Again, somebody who makes videos.
Yeah.
For attention and to make money and whatever that is, that's totally fine. So according to Adam V2 on Reddit, these are the things that it could possibly be. He destroyed it for publicity and videoed it.
Yeah.
And was like, I found it. Oh, no. I found it. I sent it away. But also I found the footage of it being destroyed.
Yeah.
But he did it and had it set up. Right. Yeah. Already found it destroyed. And then after the fact was like creating like a scenario where they're finding surveillance footage.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like creating that for publicity. But or it isn't destroyed. That's totally fake. Hitchbot is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like a thing for the people that made Hitchbot
mm-hmm.
created this kind of, it's already a social experiment. So a social experiment in the social experiment. And then, yeah, if the, you know, the Hitchbot people were in on it. And number five, there was never a Hitchbot.
But how popular was how when this was happening? How many people knew about it?
It was pretty. It was all like you know, if you like Gizmodo and like a lot of those sites. Okay. It was around those things, and I knew about it because of the world of YouTube at the time. I was like well within it, so I was familiar with.
So what year was this again? Like what?
2013.
Okay.
Yeah. So yes, Hitchbot's trip came to an end last night in Philadelphia after having spent a little over 2 weeks hitchhiking and visiting sites. Boston, Salem, Gloucester, Marblehead, and New York City. The Hitchbot family said on its website, unfortunately, Hitchbot was vandalized overnight in Philadelphia. Sometimes bad things happen to good robots.
Mm.
You know, so that's the story.
Wow. Yeah, it seems very neat that
it's
this...
It's too, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a little too convenient.
But also the story of Hitchbot was amplified mm-hmm. by this.
Yeah,
so without publicity. This... Would there, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
But if it's like, oh, there's a hitchhiking robot, that's... But if it's like the city of Philadelphia, it comes in there and gets its ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking great.
Right?
That's
pretty
funny.
I mean, it's...
I don't think it was the people that created Hitchbot.
No.
Because I can't imagine they would want that to happen 2 weeks into coming to America. Yeah. It'd be like at the end of the tour kind of a thing.
Sure.
You know? But I can see someone being like, oh, this like... famous.
But that's what makes people want to talk about it. It's like, you know, made it through mm-hmm. Germany and Canada.
And
everything's great. And then it comes to the US and what do?
You just kick the shit out of it and post it on the worldwide
and
web.
And also it's having it in Philadelphia makes something poetically for me makes a lot of mm-hmm. sense. But also if it's just like a setup thing, it makes the people of Philadelphia seem like bad people, which I don't like. Mm-hmm. I'm very protective of.
Yeah. I mean, it mostly makes YouTubers look like bad people.
Oh, that's easy. That's not, believe me, that's not hard. In fact, though, if you do want to see the most recent thing I've seen this guy, Jesse Wells, do it. It's on a lot of cringe compilations.
Oh, no.
It's him hosting like a e-gamer series or mm-hmm. it's like a video game thing. And the dude, for his being on camera so many times, so many videos, was like a deer in headlights. Was like, so a PlayStation... he's having like a meltdown. He honestly looks like he got dropped.
I can't believe the robot didn't beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, no. Oof. No, that did not happen. So
beat the shit out of a YouTuber on my American tour.
I think the only thing to balance things out is go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod and get some bonus episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The YouTubers don't win.
Yeah. The podcasters.
The ex-YouTubers turn podcasters win.
That's where we all go.
That's where heroism lies.
Yeah, that's where we all go.